Hey, what is up, man?
What's up, dude? I'm still laughing at hold up, I just fat fingered the shit out of that.
I don't know what happened. I was like, I just decided to hit the record button before you even started counting down, and then I couldn't close out of it quick enough to get, I spazzed the fuck out. It's been a rough week.
life comes at you fast. Before we get rolling too much, man, I want to give a shout out to a long time friend of ours that suffers from dwarfism. He's a good guy, but he just finished listening to every single one of our episodes.
That's fucking absurd, dude.
But our little buddy Salo, I gotta thank our employment staff for laying him off so much because it gave him enough time to listen to everything. But I think he's the first person to actually get caught up and listen to every single episode, which at least he's the first person to tell us about it.
Yeah.
That he demanded a time shirt. And what? Then tried to correct himself and tell me that he auto-corrected to T-shirt. But I'm going to go with his first wish, and we're going to figure out how to get that man a time shirt.
Why did we say that we were going to get him or something? Get him one?
No, he just asked where the T-shirts were. Like, in general, I guess that we don't have T-shirts for sale yet or something. Yeah. And instead of, he put T in because he types time so much in his phone, apparently. it just auto-corrected to time. And I ran with it, so.
Getting
him a time shirt. Time shirt. I like the idea of it. I hope it's something Melanie's going to work on the design.
Just can we just get like a white T-shirt with time printed all over it? Just the word time?
Or one of those real gay, have you seen like the light up sunglasses?
Yeah.
They spell shit, but just get one of those that tells the time.
it's just a clock on his chest. It'd be good. It'd be like the new age Flava Flav.
Oh yeah. Like, and it's got to say clock. If it's and then what, and then just have the time, and then it's time to party. Look at us. We're hashing out your T-shirt right now, Eldon.
Brainstorming. We got a bunch more followers now.
Just a ton. We got two while I was playing Vita waiting for you to get on
playing
Vita? Do this podcast. I dove back into it full force. It's an ancient artifact produced by Sony and immediately abandoned because of the might of the 3DS. They just panicked and they were like, nope. But there was a couple crazy things happened with it. There was a company that came out and they're purchasing the rights to make like real discs of them. So now they can print a real Vita game in the package and all with the little cartridge.
Yeah.
For digital only games.
So they're going to finally make UMD games for the Vita?
Well, there's always been hard copy. Okay. It's those little cards.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. But only like the AAA titles or whatever did it. Like, not a whole lot of indies. And it's now, not to go total video game on this episode, but the Vita is the second largest outlet for indie games in the world, beaten only by Steam.
Yeah. Steam's got so fucking many games coming out every day that
Steam beats them, but it when it goes to indie titles, it goes Steam and then the PlayStation Vita.
How weird is that, dude?
And so indie's gone crazy. Well, because of this, and because the goddamn memory cards are so expensive, this company called Limited Run now makes hard copy, and they only make like 5,000 a piece, and people are going nuts over it. Like, they set up a date, and the timer clicks down, and when it comes to that date, you can order it. And they're selling, like, that Octodad game.
Yeah.
It's like $70 for Vita.
Oh, my God, dude.
And they sold 5,000 copies in 5 minutes. Like,
wow. Wow.
If you make something obscure enough, people will buy the shit out of it. So now Vita's making like this dumb comeback. Like they're making a new, they're bringing all the Japanese color ones are going to start filtering over to the United States. Anyway, so I started playing it again and I'm going through like Abe's Odyssey.
Oh, it's like cool.
A PlayStation 1 game, but just hammering through it. And then the shoot 'em ups are great on it. It's really good. Yeah, I just wish they, I wish they devoted more to it because it is arguably the best handheld. I mean, the sticks are great. The screen is an OLED screen. Like it's the screen's so insanely expensive to produce that they stopped doing it when they made the Vita Slim, and they went to an LED like normal.
Oh, really?
Screen, yeah, because it was they were losing money, I guess.
Jesus.
But I've still got the original. Like, I bought it when the thing came out. They, like, I have the, I've got the goddamn AT&T model.
Oh, right on.
But they disconnected all that service. So, like, I just get like an error message every time I turn it on because there's no AT&T service anymore.
Fucking AT&T. Pieces of shit.
I wish I could hack it and just run it like a cell phone, just walk around with the Vita.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's just through Vitaphone. But PlayStation, they came out and said at a European gaming conference that that mobile gaming was dead. Across the board, it was impractical to put any money into it because mobile gaming, like cell phone mobile, is too popular. He was like, we can't, your games are free for your cell phone. People aren't going to pay for, they're not going to pay $60 a title for Vita games.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes, the difference is quality, though. I mean, whatever, we don't have to get into that shit right now. Cell phone games fucking suck. We all know that. They aren't good games. That's just a fucking fact of the matter.
Nope.
Pokemon Go, not a good game. Just real entertaining for people. Fucking Steppy Pants is super entertaining, not a good game. Like, there's just so many shit-ass games on the phone.
And Nintendo knows that, but what the problem is the market, I think, is so small that once you have the 3DS, how much of that market could you take away? No, and that's what they did with the Vita. They made a game console that was handheld that was as powerful as a PlayStation 3, and then it didn't catch on. And they went, well,
fuck it.
And it didn't catch on because those dummies made a proprietary fucking memory card for it. So to get a 64 gig card today, that thing has been out for 5 years. Today, it's $120.
Wow, what a deal.
That's as much as a Vita.
That's fucking stupid, dude.
You could buy two Vitas and smash them together, or you could get a Vita and a memory card.
Oh, fucking stupid. That was a weird thing with the PlayStation 3, too, was how much did that thing cost when it first came out? Wasn't there an $800 model?
It was all of the money.
Yeah. It was absolutely outlandish.
And then they went, all right. Like, PlayStation, everybody hates on Xbox, but PlayStation's done the most dirtbag of shit throughout the years.
Sony's got some pretty aggressive price points for their shit.
Oh, if we make the memory card proprietary, then we can charge whatever we want. And then everybody went, or we'll just not buy it.
Yeah.
And yep. That was never a thought in Sony's mind that people just wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. they left.
I guess it's insanely popular in Japan.
Really?
And it's not region locked, so you can buy a Japanese game and play it immediately on your Vita.
Oh, okay.
Here in the States. There's 900 available titles to play on the Vita. That's more than any console ever by like two. But it's all
really
PlayStation 1 compatible, backwards compatible. All the PSP stuff is now digitally backwards compatible. All that shit.
I mean, 900 doesn't seem like that many. Am I crazy?
Well, there's like 500 NES games, and I think it's the second.
Really? Dude, there's so much fucking garbage that's out for the Wii?
Atari, how many did Atari have? Atari's got to be way up there because they allowed every, you could make a game tomorrow and Atari would put it on the shelf with an Atari name.
Yeah.
And that's why they went under, because they were making hot fucking garbage. E.T., baby. It's the worst game ever.
There were 21 titles released on the same day as the launch of the Wii in November 19th, 2006. As of July 2nd, 2016, this list has 1,651 games.
All right, so they're... But, Wii's up there. Wii wins.
But that's
but not,
like
but not by much.
I mean, that's across... That's mixed between Japan, Europe, Australia...
That's the same with Vita.
And North America.
Yeah, the same with the Vita. They're counting all the Japanese games. There is are we just gonna do?
We can bail on this and get into.
We don't have to. We could definitely just keep rolling on this one. We didn't do one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sure.
I love it. Fucking scrapping the books today, boys. No, the Vita is counting all of the Japanese titles, and there's a JRPG released every, 45 seconds?
Yeah.
I don't know. You could fact check me on that, but it's a lot. And then, oh, God damn it. I went on Amazon drunk, and luckily I wasn't so drunk that I bought these, but I did put them into a cart, so I'll bring up my cart. I got up this morning and looked at it, and I was like, thank fucking Christ in Christmas I didn't hit buy. I've got like $500 worth of Vita games,
and
played my Vita 2 days. But I read this thing about how many games were available and what all was awesome about it, and I was like, I'm going to go see. And so I went and saw.
Just threw them all into your cart.
Yeah, I threw them all into a, what are they called, the list.
Oh, your wish list or whatever?
Yeah, I made a wish list for Vita games.
Nice. I bet there's a lot of those.
I got a lot of lists. I got FJ lists. I got... What are my lists?
Oh, No Man's Sky's coming up soon.
Oh my God, I'm real excited. So, Super Beat Zonic X. I almost bought this one. It's they had like a limited edition one that came with two CDs with music, and all it is a... music rhythm game,
yeah,
like Dance Dance Revolution for your thumbs, and you can use the touchscreen, which I don't have any touchscreen games. That's $49.99. There's only one left in stock right now, but for $59.75 I can get that limited run number 11 of Octodad.
Oh boy.
There's one in stock. I'm sure it's gone if I click on it. They have Jak and Dexter, the full collection, now in HD, re-released for Vita. This is the one that got me. PS Vita Dead or Alive Extreme 3 was only released in Japan, and it was released in Japan and China, and in China it's got like a adults-only XXX rating.
Oh, of course it does.
But it's $70. $70 hairs.
You just see a bunch of girls with their boobs out, bouncing around playing volleyball and shit. Do they even play volleyball in this one? Doesn't look like it.
It is. They can rock climb and they can play volleyball. But
those are two things that these girls would do, definitely.
As long as they jiggle, right? Like, that's the whole point of Dead or Alive.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I'm assuming didn't come to America just because of the PC police. Like, what else could it really...
I mean, Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball came here.
This one's... pretty risque.
Well, yeah, I mean, that beach volleyball is pretty old.
This Extreme 3 volleyball, whatever one, has English subtitles. It has a perfect rating on Amazon. Five out of five stars by everyone that purchased it.
Oh, boy. Served its purpose. Turns out it doesn't have to be a good game. They just...
I guess it's the... And of course it is. It's the most graphically demanding game on the Vita. It uses every bit of its processing power for a game that doesn't have any depth. So it's like sports games, how we talked about why sports games always look better than
almost any
other game. Because they can use all of the processing power for visuals. They don't have to give a shit about it.
Tit-shaking physics.
Right. So... they do a side-by-side comparison on YouTube between the Vita and the PS4. And the PS4 is, it's better. I mean, it's absolutely better. It's not that far off, though. Like, it's not. It's not that. Like, it's definitely PS3 status 100% all the way.
Okay.
God of War collection. These are all in my cart right now. God of War full collection redone in HD, $28. Final Fantasy X and X-2. That's all been remastered, done on the Vita. Shantae Risky Beats Edition. Tearaway. Tearaway, I heard, was an amazing game,
man,
by the way.
Did you play Patapon for the PSP? Maybe it came out for Vita also. But Patapon was one of those like rhythm games, and that was fucking fun.
I didn't. I played Parappa Rapper.
Fuck Parappa the Rapper.
Dude, I love that game.
I hated it, dude. I did not. I thought it was the worst.
But, and then, what was the last one I had? Like, World of Final Fantasy. I don't even like Final Fantasy. I got two Final Fantasy games in there.
That's where I'm at with Final Fantasy, too. It's like, oh, 15's coming out. Oh, wait. Hold on. I don't give a fuck about that at all.
I don't care. I played Pokemon Go for a total of a week. Like, when we talked, I was like, but we get Pokemon Go's, that's all. Melanie was like, oh, I caught something. And I was like, you're still playing that? She's like, you stopped playing it? Yep. I don't play anymore.
Yeah, I fuck with it every once in a while just because it's, I don't know, it's kind of fun. It's just fun to catch this shit, but it's not. It's whatever.
You're going to see me walking down the street with my Vita in my hand. Just if I'm going to stare at the ground and play a game, I'll play fucking Need for Speed.
It's something better than a Pokemon knockoff.
Yeah, I can play anything. My Vita, I might get my Vita out. My Vita has every NES and SNES game loaded on it.
That's fucking crazy.
I don't know what made me pick it up and start playing it, but I haven't even been playing on my computer today. I've been sitting on the couch with 30 Rock playing in the background and just playing Vita until it goes dead. And I charge it. Play it again.
That's rad, though. Do they have the Monster Hunter games for the Vita? I know the PSP had them, but
if the PSP had them, you can probably get them in the store for digital download. They do most. I don't want to say most because there was a shit ton of PSP games, but they do have a lot of PSP games, and they have a lot of PS1 games. I got Chrono Trigger. I've got the Jet Ski, Kawasaki Jet Ski Racing game. I really liked it back in the day. I got it on there. And then there's a couple of things that in theory are really good. Like if I could have someone trade me my Xbox One for a PlayStation 4, I would have it made, because if you leave your PS4 on and connected to Wi-Fi, and then you go on the road, you can do remote play and play almost all of your PS4 games on your Vita.
Man, that's pretty awesome. Does it work well?
It's just like the Nvidia Shield. It's got an OLED screen. All you're doing is streaming the visual. So your PS4 is doing all the processing power, and then it's just streaming the image. You're just holding a television. And then you got your remote deal. I did the same thing, and I don't know why this wasn't more popular, but there was a website, and I wish I could remember the name of it, where you paid a subscription, and then you could plug in an Xbox controller and play all of them. And it went under. I logged in one day, and it was like, well, thank you for your support. It's been a great, like, 4 years or whatever, but, you know, bye. And they had gone under, and it was incredible. If you had a really good internet connection, which is the problem, you could play any Xbox 360 game or PS3 game online. And I think Steam came out and just kind of fucking destroyed them.
I wonder if the bandwidth capabilities just wasn't there, because I remember when it came out that was the big question, and
if I was at home, I didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
If I was at home, I could plug my controller in. There was almost no lag. That's where I played Just Cause start to finish, and I never owned that game for Xbox. The reason I played Just Cause, whatever this last one was, three. Yeah. So it was Just Cause 2 that I played on that game. And I got it, and I played it start to finish on that subscription thing. And then that's why I bought 3, is because I was like, oh, dude, I love playing that game, but I never played it on console. I only played it on that subscription, and I wish I could remember the name of it. It drove me nuts. But yeah, one day I logged in, and I like went to the website. I was like, oh, shit, I still pay for this. And I, you know, because it wasn't expensive. It's a few dollars a month.
Was that On Live?
On Live, that is. Okay. That's the name of it.
It looks like they got bought by Sony.
And then shut the fuck down. Well, that's probably the backbone that PS Now is based on. Because that's what PS Now is, which you can do on the Vita. You pay a monthly subscription, which their pay scale's all fucked up, because I don't think it's monthly. I think you pay per game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Instead of paying monthly, you pay per game, and you have to be connected to the internet, and you can't do any offline play. But you can play, like, the library of PlayStation games. But I think you got a paper game. I need to Google that to make sure. But I know I've heard people say the pay scale is so fucked up.
Oh, okay. Man, that's...
Yeah, it's called PlayStation Now. Go to their actual website. So they show like 2K15 and Justice Gods Among Us. They got a whole bunch of them. So it's monthly. It's $20 a month.
Oh, okay.
But... God, I heard the pay... Maybe they fixed it. When it came out, I think the pay scale was just...
Yeah, could have very well changed.
Just completely screwed. And if this is true, I'm like going through this. They added 105 new games.
And this is on PlayStation Now?
This is on PlayStation Now.
Okay.
So... You go to, like, devices or whatever, and then it shows the Vita. Like, it's you can do it on the PlayStation 3, the Vita TV, or the PS4.
Gotcha. Man, it... I guess... I just don't think the bandwidth was ready at the time. Obviously Sony's doing it now, but... I think if somebody tried to come around and do it again now, it would probably be successful. Just like a Sega Channel fucking thing.
Good God. I don't even want to try to count this. Full lift to subscription games. I'm not even going to count this. It's hundreds of games. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? Like, let's see, it starts with Adventure Time. There's like 3 Adventure Time games, and then Alpha Mission, Alpha Protocol, I skip a bunch. All the Batmans are on there. Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Origins, Fear.
Fear was fun.
Yeah, all the God of Wars are on here. All the Street Fighters are on here. All the Walking Deads, the Virtual Fighters, the Wakeboard, all the WWE games.
Oh, fuck. Nice.
That's, they got a few Metal Slugs, a couple of Mega Mans. I mean, it's, man, go to, I'm going to shoot you over this link. The amount of games is fucking crazy. The games are all the way at the bottom. If you want to check this out, because I can't read them all, but go to PlayStation.com/EN-US. Screw it. Google PlayStation Now and click that, because make your link shorter, you fucks. So 3 months are $44.99. That's not that bad.
But it's... If you do the three-month deal, why own a console? That's still what I'm stuck on right now. Is like why I have that sounds super cool. Sounds like a lot of fun, but I'm good.
Well, this isn't. You don't even need a console for this. This is the PlayStation Now thing. This is if I have my Vita and I buy PlayStation Now, I can play all of those games that I just sent you the list of.
So
no console needed.
If I sign up for PlayStation Now, what will it do for me?
If you get a Vita, you can play all those.
Oh,
and the Vita TV, which is the one where you can get the DualShock controller and then it's just the Vita component and you hook it up to your television, is like $20.
Oh, wow.
So
why did they make a PlayStation 4? I guess I'm confused.
I don't know, man. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to have another console. So I'm full on with you there. I like having the portable gaming.
Yeah, for sure.
I just wish support was better.
Mm-hmm. The shitty thing with mobile gaming, I think, is just it's tiny. It's teeny tiny, and it makes you fucking hunch over to play it. Like, there's no comfortable way to play a handheld.
Yeah, the best I found is laying down until my arms get tired, and then I get closer and closer to my face.
Yeah. Until your nose touches the screen, you're like, huh. I'd better roll
screen.
Over.
There was a couple things that Vita did that was kind of ridiculous. The back touchpad.
Yeah, how was that?
There's certain games, and 99% of the games just ignore that that's a thing.
Okay.
Which is good, right? The first time that the touchpad started doing something, I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on because I'm trying to play, and my character kept doing something. And it's because when you put your hands on the Vita, your fingers touch the back.
Right.
Well, it had this game, whatever it was I was playing. I think it was, what's the one with Sackboy in it?
Oh. Little Big Planet?
Little Big Planet. Good game. Little Big Planet utilizes the back touchpad. So you, and Tearaway does too, but Tearaway, I guess, does a pretty good job of it. But you, instead of having to reach up onto your screen to, like, if the game has like a touch sequence where you can turn a wheel or something, you can just touch the back and rotate the wheel.
Well, that's cool.
It seems cool. It's fucking annoying. It's really hard. It's really hard to, I don't want to touch it. I just want to use the buttons. Like, I think that was the problem, is Vita was like, what do you want to do? And they were like, super OLED screen. They were like, done. Prices just went up $100 per unit. We don't give a shit. Super OLED, best screen, better screen than you could have in your house at the time. This came out 5 years ago, by the way, and your super OLED televisions are still astronomical.
That's fucking crazy.
So they put a super OLED screen in it, and then they said, twin joysticks that have greater sensitivity than the DualShock controller. Done. We'll do that. All the button and click stuff is really nice, well built. They were like, anything else? And they were like, touchscreen. All right, we'll have a super OLED touchscreen. Sure. Can you make the entire back panel also? And I feel like there was just some drunk programmer just like, fuck yeah, I can make the whole thing a touchpad. I don't give a shit. Touchpad the front, touchpad the back, doesn't matter. Touchpads for everybody. Anything else you want? They were like, proprietary memory card that no one can afford?
You got it.
And then they woke up the next day hungover, and they were like, what happened? They were like, we shipped 250 million units. And they were like, oh, God.
Yeah, what have done? This steaming pile of shit that we've unleashed upon humanity. Like we said, it's not a bad console. It's just not fucking...
It is hands down the most powerful handheld gaming console ever made.
The least handy handheld.
And it did horrible. The thing's fucking comfortable. It plays awesome. God damn it, the thing is fun to play. I think if I really had to kick it down to one thing, it had to have been the memory card.
Yeah.
Because when you get it, you can't, like, you made a console that 90% of the available titles are digital only.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have enough onboard memory for fucking two.
That's real terrible. Real
32
terrible.
Gigs is the largest size you made available in the United States. Japan got a 64.
they're probably not $120.
You started by handcuffing yourself, and then you made the charger not normal.
It's what kind of charger is it?
Oh, it's some special god-awful only works. It only works on that, right? Like, it's not a micro USB, which they could have just done. So you can't take the cable out and just put it in your car charger. Even though it's got a USB on one end, mm-hmm. It's like a goofy USB with a little notch in it. So you can't just use it.
That's stupid.
So they came out with the Vita 2000 a year or two ago, which is the Vita Slim. And the Vita Slims look really cool. They're super skinny. You can get them in a bunch of crazy colors if you order them from Japan. You can get them in blue if you're in America, because fuck us. And they look awesome. And they come with a regular charger. Still the shitty memory card, but a regular charge in the back. But they got rid of your OLED screen. So if you want the good looking screen, you got to go find one of the old 1000s. Wow. Vita's trying to make you hate the PlayStation's trying to make you hate the Vita. That's what they're trying to do. They want you to quit playing it, and I'm not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Hold on strong. It usually works out for everybody.
And when they finally burn it to the ground, I'm going to go back to playing my PSP. Suck it, PlayStation. Shut up and take my money.
I'm looking at ThinkGeek right now, and there's just... I've never seen a list this large of pointless shit that I would love to fucking own.
ThinkGeek?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what I gotta do?
It's like shark slippers. I want these shark slippers.
Melanie is a couple thousand miles away right now, so she can't get mad at me when she listens to this tomorrow. But last night I for sure ordered a Rick and Morty surprise box of clothes and things like that. And it said, you can write a message to the people that put this together. Okay. I was like, you keep making Rick and Morty boxes of pointless shit, and you can have all of my money. That's all I wrote them. I am an idiot, ladies and gentlemen of the internet. It says, you can buy one of these boxes, and it will come with all of this stuff. Maybe it'll come with the signed picture from the artist, but we only have 50 of those. And I was like, sold. Like, I don't get any money back if I don't. So if I don't get the card, it's not like it's cheaper. It just won't come with it.
Oh, not smart. Not smart.
It's like if you don't get the autographed card, then you get a pin. Like, that would be okay. But nope, it was like, if you don't get the card, try again.
Go fuck yourself.
Buy the same box over and over again.
When did that become available?
I pre-ordered it.
Oh, okay.
Ships in August.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Hey, don't you worry about what I do. It has some sweet t-shirts, a couple of socks.
Do what you want, man. Do what you want.
I don't know what else it had in it, but I need new clothes, and so I justified it. It also comes with toys.
Toys are good.
I'm out of room.
Out of room for toys?
Stuff. I have so many pop figurines. I have a problem. I have like a section of Futurama, and then I have a section of Star Wars, and then in the back just like sprinkled are like Aliens and Bob's Burgers and other Marvel things.
It's a loot crate graveyard.
It really is. There's not a whole lot that I don't put up either. I get super excited when Loot Crate comes in every time. It's like somebody sent me a present because I don't have friends. I was like, oh my God. The bread is so sweet. Send me a gift.
So have you played Overwatch since Anna became available?
Yeah, I played Anna today.
What are your thoughts on her?
Somebody sent me a message that said, in Anna we trust afterwards.
Oh,
So it went pretty well. I snipe some motherfuckers in the face. No, it's all right. She's an all right character. I don't know. Meh. Meh.
Yeah.
She doesn't heal that well, and her sniper is super underpowered.
Yep. And she has no mobility. And that fucking dart that she shoots is so goddamn slow. You have to lead your targets by, like 1-to-1 of how many feet away you are from them.
The only thing I like is that her shot, if you get a good hit with the sniper, it does, it's not, it's immediate damage from where you hit them. So if you get a headshot, it'll do a more significant amount of damage.
Yeah.
And then it puts like the orb around them, so they lose a little bit more.
Yeah.
So like I've shot somebody and they've run off and then died. And I'm like, eh, gotcha, bitch.
Her E is fucking cool. Like that little piss jar or whatever that is. That works.
Where I watched a video where Anna uses her ultimate on a Reaper, and that combination is ridiculous. Because he goes running to jump, and she just... All it is when you, if you're in line of sight of them, they highlight, and you hit Q, and then it activates it. So you don't have to, like, aim or anything.
Right.
You just have to be able to see him. So... I watched this guy ult a Reaper as he went to ult down inside this room, and he's basically invincible. So he's just die, spin,
fucking
kills
stupid ass.
So it's like three kills right there, triple kill. Then he jumps over a car. This guy's shooting at him like crazy. Not going to kill you, sorry. And he shoots that guy to death, and then shoots an Eva like... destroys her mech and then kills her. Like, he's just ridiculous. Jesus. And then it goes team kill, and he's just team kill.
Yeah,
yay.
Go me.
Yeah, go you. Yeah, that's so if you can, I used my ultimate on a who's the cowboy? What was his name?
McCree,
and got like six kills, or he got six kills, which I got credit for. So.
That's a fucking lot, man. That's a lot.
He did his ultimate, or he got like a couple kills and got his ultimate during the time that I had him lit up all super style.
Nice. I guess my biggest complaint with her is the mobility thing, because in the announcement video, they show her sitting up on top of a ledge in that Anubis. What is the name of it? Temple of Anubis map. And the only way to get up there is if Pharah uses her jetpack, or like, I don't know,
right,
somebody with like mobility skills like that, like Black or Widowmaker or fucking Junkrat, they can get up there, but she can't. They showed her doing something that she is incapable of doing. So I thought that was pretty stupid.
I was trying to figure out how that worked. Also, the sleep pill, they might have just nerfed it immediately. They're down for a second.
So the way it works is when you sleep someone, they stay asleep for 6 seconds or until someone shoots them.
Oh, okay.
So,
never mind.
Three Annas are capable of putting someone, of getting one person kicked out of an Overwatch game because they sat idle for so long. So they can just sleep
them. Is that for real?
Yeah, no bullshit. They can sleep them, and then by the time that one wears off, the second one shoots, and then the third one shoots, and then the first one's fucking their skill has repopped.
Yeah.
So they can just go in a circle and get someone kicked out. Like, if you get somebody kicked out of competitive play, like that fucks up.
I want to do that so bad.
It'd be really hard to get somebody cornered to do that. Like, you'd have to find them like way behind enemy lines.
Sneak up on some Widowmaker when nobody's paying attention. You got to have like a Junkrat or somebody else on your team that makes a lot of noise, so people don't think that everyone has just disappeared.
Yeah, where the fuck is everybody? They find,
yeah, you got to have
find
him
you
just...
in a corner just.
She was all right, man. I have a hard time that I thought that this character would solve the issue of not being able to heal Farrah. But it's still fucking impossible to shoot Farrah. So.
Oh my god. Oh, sorry. Drink went down the wrong pipe.
AIDS.
I don't know. I think Farrah's healer is Mercy, with her being able to fly off and do her floaty shit.
Right. Mercy, yeah, works great. That's, you got to be close enough, but definitely. I don't know. I was trying to. I don't know. I haven't found a good. Maybe I'll find a good map for her. I've only played 3 matches with her, and I did okay. By my second and third match, but the. What's the one where there's the big movie studio?
Hollywood.
Like the Hollywood. Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Okay, duh. So I can't get any traction because there's just a cyclone of shit that happens every time I step out anywhere. Like, mm-hmm. anywhere you get to try to snipe anybody or to set up, I did not enjoy it. On the attack, that was a decent level because everybody tries to get up on the balcony.
Yeah.
So I could hang back. I could snipe people. I hip shot randomly put to sleep their tracer.
Nice. Fuck
which
tracer.
I felt real good about because I was sniping and someone died behind me and then I got shot. I just turned and shift, just let loose. And she goes, bonk, and just buckled over. I was like, hi-yo.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, you little
gotcha, bitch.
Skank.
I hate Tracer.
She's bad. People are getting good with her and Genji too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
I played a game of Heroes of the Storm for the first time in a while a couple nights ago, and they changed Tychus so fucking much that I didn't recognize. I was a little drunk too, but I didn't recognize like his skills. And I'm curious how much of that game has changed since the last time I played it. Because he had...
Are we going to have to geek out on a Heroes of the Storm night?
Maybe.
Do a little Twitch stream? What?
Yeah, maybe. That'd be fun.
I Twitch streamed Arkham Knight the other day.
How'd that go?
And I just had a guy come in and tell me how to solve every puzzle.
Oh, nice. Real cool.
I was like, all right. Thanks, Nintendo walkthrough.
Probably some little boy that played it once. It's like, I know everything. He probably just bought the strategy guide.
I'm assuming he went and beat the game and then was like, well, now what do I do? And they were like, I'll just go watch people play the game now that I've played it. So he came on. He was like, you gotta look at it in reverse. You got to line up the dot with this. And you got to do this. You got to do that. And I was like, all right, dude. You a patron? Did you pay me money? No, man, I don't have any money. All right, banned. Get out.
You have a fly sitting
cool
on the front of your head?
Do I?
Yeah, I think there's a fly. Yep, yeah, there was a fly just sitting right on your hair. It's gone. It flew away.
I'm a small African child.
Flies
for 25 cents a day, you can support this podcast.
Yeah, they added a couple new characters in Heroes since I haven't played since Tracer became available. So along with her, there's this little...
Wait, Tracer's available in Heroes of the Storm?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But who else? There's this little gnome that evidently is a dragon from World of Warcraft, named Chromie, and I guess the dragon just takes on the form of a fucking gnome, because that's what a dragon would do, I guess.
Of course, yeah.
But yeah, they have a few guys. Dehaka, that guy looks cool. I didn't even know about that dude. Yeah, it would be worth checking out again.
It's always nice when a game can change itself enough that you, and Blizzard is the fucking best at this, about getting me to go back and play their old games again. I mean, I purchased like all the expansions for StarCraft one day just to go back and start playing it. And then all I did was play the first campaign that I already owned.
I never finished Heart of the Swarm, and I never got Legacy of the Void. And I really like the story too, so I don't know. Maybe
I need to finish them out. They're really good with that, though. They've always been good with adding enough content over a long enough period of time to keep a game alive forever. I mean, how long has StarCraft II been out? Forever, man.
Yeah, a long time. Long times.
I'm gonna say like 10, 2010, 11, somewhere in there.
July 27th, 2010. So coming up on 6 years.
Yeah.
2 days.
Ooh. What'd she get you for your birthday, big guy?
Nothing yet. Fuck. Excuse me. Damn it. I fucking turn 30 tomorrow.
Gross.
Dude, so gross. I'm already coughing and dying. That's...
Yeah. Well, you sound like it.
Yep.
You're 30. You don't have a job. I don't know what else I could say bad about you. You got a good hairline, yeah. So I can't pick on that.
I'm gonna walk around and start complaining about my metabolism to people now. Oh, yeah. Just wait till you hit 30. I'm going to start using that one because it's really fucking not annoying at all when other people do it. So I'll jump on that bandwagon.
I
used to be thin like you.
I wanted to make sure I lost a bunch of weight before I turned 30. That way I'm in just really good shape when I'm 30. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I could eat whatever I want until I was 24. I'm like, I eat whatever I want now. Little do they know.
You just have to lie to yourself about what you want to eat, and then you can eat whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. I know people that are skinny, and the only reason why is because they don't eat things. Like, they're such picky eaters that they don't get enough nutrients
right.
to be fat. I only eat the salt off of procured meat. It's like, what? What?
It's so stupid. People only come up with panda. Some shit, man.
Yeah. God damn it. People on my Facebook are ridiculous. I got a bunch of people there now because... we have enough followers, hi guys, of people that just think they know me now. So they just started like, oh, I'm in that area, or they saw me on Twitter. I put it because I'm gonna go ride the motorcycle. Anybody want to go? Or you want? Yeah,
oh
this.
Wow!
Get and
balls.
So I, yeah, try and come hang out with the man, the myth, and the legend.
Yeah, don't try to hang out with me because I have terrible social skills. I hide from people.
I was just scrolling through shit, and I saw this post where this girl said, this diet is so tough, and it's not fair that my boyfriend and I are both on it, and he's losing more weight than I am. And all these people are like, oh my God, girl, I'm so proud of you. Like, oh my God, doing such a good job. Great. What kind of diet are you on? It's like, oh, you know, we're just counting calories and doing this, but he's already lost... like 6 pounds, and I've only lost 2 or something. It was like, oh, you'll get there. Just stick at it. And somebody finally asked, was like, oh, well, how long have you been on this? This was Wednesday. Oh, we started Sunday.
Oh, you're really in it.
God damn it, people. You can't. That if you are bragging about it, 3 days after you start, that is the recipe for you're not going to make it to the next week.
Oh, no. Without a fucking doubt, you will not.
First day in the gym.
Yeah.
You're not.
And then
you're
the next
not.
Day, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm sore. This is stupid.
I just
can't find the time anymore. Just can't find the time. Whatever, dude. Oh, that cranberry juice is still trying to drown me. Fuck.
So I got to drink vodka, dude. That's my diet.
My weekend was way too eventful. I need to be off of alcohol for a little while.
Well, sir, what do we got? Video game styling.
Styling.
Can we slide this? Is this going to be a? Is this an option for us?
What do you want to do?
Do both. I want to get them both done.
Yeah.
Power through.
Yeah, that works.
Awesome. So in the light of things, let's do upcoming Steam releases, and then if there's anything else you want to talk about.
Right on. Oh my god. Idaho. Some fucking college in Idaho is going to have a Pokemon Go class starting this upcoming semester. And they're gonna it's going to focus on active lifestyles. So it's they finally figured out a way to get some of these people out of their fucking house, and they're just trying to capitalize on that.
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to think. There was something else that somebody, one of these colleges had a class for, and I remember having this conversation. It was another one of these fad things that popped up.
UC Irvine has what did they do?
Minecraft? Somebody did Minecraft.
They started doing scholarships for Dota 2.
Right.
Or League of Legends that one. Or something. Huh. They have a fucking stadium now, dude. They have a stadium for gaming, evidently.
Well, I've got a couple gross things for you for I almost gave it away. For Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go is teaming up with McDonald's.
Yeah. Only in Japan, though.
Oh, yeah, for now. Only in Japan to turn McDonald's into Poke Centers, I guess.
Is that
what the deal is?
I'm not.
They're going to turn them into centers?
I'm not really sure if they're just going to turn them all into centers. If that's what the deal is, that seems silly to me.
Well, they did all churches, right? And I'm thinking, at least in Japan, probably not enough. I mean, in America, you are loaded. People love their fairy tales in this country, and they will flock to those places. Did you hear about the guy that he bought an old church, and it's his house now?
Nice.
But Google still has it listed, so that's what the Pokemon Go guys used. It was all churches. Or gyms.
That's
so his house is a gym, so he just has kids hanging out in his front yard all the time because you got to be next to the gym to battle. He's super pissed. He was like, there's a virtual owner to my fucking house. There's a gym owner. I own this place.
That's fucking funny.
He's like, no, I own this place. This is my place. I pay the rent and the electricity. Get off my lawn.
It's been, those screenshots from San Diego Comic-Con are fucking crazy. This app is in the top 10 of, what is it? It's the top 10 of Apple's revenue list. But if it's on that list, it's making a minimum of $1.6 million per day. Yeah, so it's, I think
holy
if it,
Pikachu.
Nick sent me a text the other day, if this continues on, by the end of the year, Apple will make $300 million or $30 million in revenue just from Pokemon Go, because they get 10% or 30% of sales.
So, good God almighty.
So with businesses out here, it was on the news. I think Pokemon Go had 3 spots on the news today when Melissa and I were watching it. And it's fucking insane. But there's a place close to here called Mod Pizza, and they pay hourly to put a lure on their spot because their restaurant is a Pokestop. So they just pay $8 a day to have a lure on their shop constantly, and the guy says the place is packed. It's like a Friday. It's like a Friday afternoon every single day at that pizza place now.
Are they buying food?
No, they Oh, yeah. The people buy food and buy beers and just chill and fucking catch Pokemon all day.
Awesome. I mean, really, that's fantastic. Out of everything about that game, there's fat kids losing weight and there's small businesses. That's great. What disgusts me is what, like, McDonald's getting in on it. That really bothers me. McDonald's doesn't need it. They don't need more kids eating stuff that you can't burn with lava.
Yeah.
If you eat McDonald's, go watch the video of them pouring molten metal onto a normal beef patty and then turning and pouring it onto a McDonald's beef patty, and then you won't eat McDonald's anymore. That's that simple. It's fucking fireproof.
It's fucking gross.
It just balls up and rolls off of it and is changed by molten metal. So if you think your body can digest better than molten metal.
Molten.
I added a T for power. Florida. Added a T for power.
Oh, yeah. More people molten got short metal. Shot in Florida, by the way. Cool state. Number yep. one state.
Mm-mm-mm.
No fucking way. Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures of this fucking burger right now, and that's enough.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
I do. I've had a fucking craving like a pregnant woman for a fucking shitty-ass McDonald's burger recently. But I didn't go get one. That's the fucking difference.
Something else just to be disgusted by, and you can be mad at me because I do own this game, but... Goat Simulator has made $12 million to date. That's a free game where you just play as a goat. With the worst physics ever. It's the point is the physics are all fucked up. So like your neck gets all...
It looked like a lot of fun, but I couldn't... What is it, like $12 or some shit on Steam?
It was free. I got it for free.
Oh, did you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. God, if I saw it for free, I for sure would have grabbed it.
I think it was free on Xbox. That's what it was. Xbox Live had it for free.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
While I still had my subscriptions run out now, but I still had it. And so I downloaded it. It was free. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll play it. It's real bad. It's real stupid. But it's made $12 million. So.
Wow. I'm surprised.
That's $12 million more than I've made.
Yeah, yep. Oh, it's $10 right now.
Oh, so.
It's 2014. Dude, that fucking dive company stole like a part of my life. Like I look back and there's just like a blank spot in a section of years of my life. So fucking weird.
Says same thing, but it's about the army.
Yeah. There's somebody on my friends list that's actually playing Battleborn. That is really, really, really surprising.
How do you think the people that made Battleborn feel?
I think that they're looking at what Evolve Stage 2 is doing right now, and they're like, "That's. I mean, we're doing that right? Like this." This whole idea is terrible, right? We can all agree on that. We're going to do that, right?
They promoted that game. You're right. They are Evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
huge
from the same
hype, like
from
2K
also.
Oh, there you go. And it launched and they were like, "Yeah!" And then just Overwatch came in and laid that dick down.
Dude, for real. All of their beta dates lined up and that was like pure just real rude.
Yeah, see you later.
So crazy.
I don't know if you looked, but we're fucking Blizzard. So you can eat a dick in a snowstorm because we're coming through. Like, they just... boom!
Yeah,
son.
They were
was
real aggressive with that.
It was on Steam Summer Sale for like 75% off.
Wow, already.
And it had released... less than 2 months prior to that, and then like, immediately, like if you bought it day one, you paid $60, and if you just waited a couple weeks, you could have got it for like $20.
That's so crazy, man. There's a There's a robot Birdman with a fucking looks like a rocket launcher now though, so I might go buy Battleborn.
There's that. Yeah. I was talking to somebody. Oh, Eli. He has Battleborn.
He would.
He has Battleborn, and he was like, "Oh, do you play Battleborn?" I was like, "No," and he was like, "Fucking nobody plays it." I was like, literally nobody plays it. Like, there's no, like, I can't even help. I can't help you. No one plays that game. I don't know why. Because he was like, it's a good game. I was like, it might be. I don't know. It's never Overwatch, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, it just isn't a good game. Because I think that's like how you can
played the
tell
beta,
a good
right?
game. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So I didn't play it, so I really can't comment. Mm.
Dude, you get into like the combat, and it gets so fucking chaotic because it's a first person MOBA. So there's like the little minions and shit that are spawning that are just running mindlessly at one another's base. That's your screen gets so packed full of shit that you can. It's not appealing. It just doesn't look good. It's just fucking chaotic.
Yeah. Well,
average players is 744 in the last 30 days. May had 4,274 subscribers. June saw 998.
Oh my god. 900.
Yeah, they dropped.
I don't want to brag, but I think more people listen to our podcast than play Battleborn.
Well, nobody paid $60 per fucking listen either, so.
That's whatever. Just.
But I guess we don't have employees to pay either, so fuck it, whatever.
Just doing this for funsies. So my last thing, I'll let you close out with whatever you want, but the upcoming releases, there's a couple of randoms that I'm excited about, so I thought I'd talk about it. Xbox One has got a release coming out that I am actually super stoked for, and that's just because I'm a giant MotoGP fan. Valentino Rossi, the game, is coming out. And Valentino Rossi, I know you have no fucking clue who this guy is, but he is the doctor. He has been a prodigy, like, he started winning on the little two-stroke sport bikes. He never rode. He does ride dirt bikes, but that was never. He never raced them or anything.
Okay.
His dad built him like a pocket bike, but the guy's old now. He's in his 40s. So his dad put street tires on dirt bikes and taught him how to like lean and drag. He's from Italy. And they just pushed and bred him through sport bikes. He is the greatest sport bike rider of all time. The guy is
the game any good?
I don't know. The graphics look incredible, so I'm hoping. But it's an Xbox One release tomorrow.
Right on.
It got a 75 on Metacritic.
We'll see. That's fine. I think that's an acceptable score.
Yeah, it's a green score. That's okay. But it does. Tomorrow is big release day, Tuesday. If you've just been wondering when video games come out, come out on Tuesdays. So we'll just go down a couple of randoms here. PS4 has got a 76 on Metacritic coming out called Fairy Fencer F Advent Dark Force. I never even heard of it, but it got a good score.
Fairy
it
Fencer
is,
what?
Fairy Fencer F.
Advent Dark Force?
Yeah.
Oh, a JRPG.
It's JRPG. Okay. Wow. Yeah, so people go nuts for these JRPG things, and I just don't. I don't really get them. You gotta just be into, like, anime chicks,
the kid,
right? Like,
that
that's the thing.
How many Final Fantasy games in his fucking shopping cart?
I got a couple, but I didn't buy them. I just really liked the all animated movie with Sandra Bullock. All right.
What?
The Final Fantasy movie they did. It's got to be like 8 years ago now or something.
Advent Children?
No, the movie.
Yeah. Wasn't
that? Was it called I don't think it was called Advent Children. Was it?
What? Who the fuck are you talking about? Sandra Bullock's in a fucking Final Fantasy movie. Yeah, it's Advent Children. It came out in 2005. You were real close.
Boom.
I don't believe you.
Who plays the female? I'm pretty sure it's her. Oh, let me be right on this. I was pretty close on the year.
Didn't you say that it came out 5 years ago and it came out 9 years ago?
No, I said 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And it came out 9. I was pretty close.
Yeah, real close. There's the Spirits Within came out in 2001.
Spirits Within.
And then 2005.
Okay, it's 2001. The one I was thinking of was 2001, so it's so quite a bit further back. But I need to know.
Steve Buscemi was in it, or Buscemi, however the fuck you say that.
It says Alec Baldwin was in it.
Alec Baldwin.
No, I guess it was some Asian lady, and I kind of feel like an asshole now for thinking
Ming
it was.
Nguyen.
Yeah. But if you watch it and then look at the character.
Oh. Okay.
I thought this whole time that it was. Never mind.
Hmm.
All right, so I was wrong about both things. Dag nabbit. Anyways, so Fairy Fencer F, if you're into JRPGs for PS4, is coming out. PC has got, let's see if you know any of these games. Legends of the Universe.
Nope.
All right, Help.
Nope.
Vault Tech Workshop for Fallout 4 is coming
out. I know
nothing
about fucking Fallout.
Yeah, me either. Me either, man. In Case of Emergency. That's the name of the game.
What is this game?
Help is called Help
the Game. A new
initiative
set up by members of the games industry to support the charity War Child.
And then Riptide GP Renegade. I don't know any of that. So PC is kind of a bust. Now, the crazy thing is we're talking about the Vita. Vita's got two games coming out tomorrow, one on the 29th and two on August 30th. So, Shiren, The Wanderers.
I'm blown away that they're coming out with games still.
Just, I mean, and all the time. Like, Mutant Mud Super Challenge. So, that's Mutant Muds 2, which was a little, and they're all by indie, by the way. Pretty much all these are by indie developers, which is why the indie developer... Like we were talking about earlier, they are the second largest. Did we talk about this podcast? They are the second largest console for indie games.
Whatever.
Second only to Steam. So, if you want something you put your hands on and play indie games on, Vita is only beat by Steam, which is pretty crazy. God Eater 2 comes out August 30th, and Hatsune Miku. Comes out August 30th. Lots of Japanese, lots of JRPG. Yeah. But if you go super sweet, if you go indie or this, Saldner X2 Final Prototype, it's a shump. It was on PlayStation 3, and it's coming to Vita on July 29th. 71 on Metacritic, not the worst. PS3 is still releasing games.
I mean, the PS2 just stopped releasing games like 2 years ago, didn't it?
That's crazy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What was it? I want to know, what was the last game?
Shit. I don't remember.
Dude, if you type in what was the last game, it just immediately pops up made for PS2.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Is it FIFA 14?
Yeah, it looks like it. Oh, it was Pez.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Yeah. Hmm. How shitty. How horrible of a way of the incredible fucking console that was a PS2 just to die. to have a PAL game. A soccer, of course it's a fucking PAL game. What's the deal with you guys and your soccer? Sports game. It had to be a sports game. Oh, nope.
That's probably the the most sure thing that they could have released, because anything else may have been questionable. Like, they have a guaranteed market with sports.
But by that time, the PlayStation 3 was already out.
Yeah.
And had been out.
Yeah.
I think the 4 might have been out.
Who plays soccer? We don't need to have this conversation on a podcast. I mean, don't you call it poverty ball?
I do call it poverty
ball.
Okay,
how much was
bring
a
PS2
when this fucking game came out? Probably 50 bucks? Well, now it makes sense why they put a fucking soccer game out on a PlayStation 2 in 2014.
Dirty feet, little bastards. All right. Well, that's what I got for release games. If you're a PC player like we are, you can be super excited by the fact that there's absolutely nothing coming out this week, mm-hmm. so you can just keep playing the games you already have.
Yeah. Yep. Overwatch is still real good, so.
Unless you're Devin.
Yep, then it's the worst game ever.
He deletes and reinstalls that every time he says, I'm going to delete that fucking game, and then he does it, and then I'll log in the next day to play, and it's in matchmaking.
Yeah.
<It's
looking laughs> I don't know, man. I'd like to... I want to like do like a paper on the difference between a Call of Duty player and a player in a game that is actually team-based. Because Call of Duty is not fucking team-based at all.
No, not at all.
You're on the same team and that's fucking it. It doesn't matter what weapons you stack yourself with. You're just killing the bad guys.
Could you imagine if they did an update to Call of Duty and it just had a healer?
Oh, boy.
Just that little sprinkle. Just one.
The internet
would
shit
its pants. A rainbow would just shine over Call of Duty. Like, all of a sudden, everyone would fly to... If you gave me those graphics with the gameplay of... and the community of Overwatch, it might be the best thing ever made. But they just can't do it. They can't do it. Because not enough people are... But I wouldn't be the guy with the machine gun.
Right.
Well, this round, you got to fucking heal.
Such a weird thing when you get into games. And, I mean, I've been guilty of it, too, because sometimes you just get fucking tired of playing a support character. I understand that.
Yep.
But you got those guys and that are so fucking dead set on being a sniper that you end up with two Widowmakers and a fucking Hanzo on your team. It's like, what are we doing?
I stand in the middle and just shoot and turn in circles. And then when they go, what are you doing? I write, if you don't stop being a sniper, I'll do this until the game ends. Or if I have to be support a couple times in a row, I'll do the same thing. I've been support 3 games in a row. I'm not going to fucking do it. I don't care if we lose. Like, and most of the time, somebody will just all do it. Like, I've been Widowmaker for 137 games straight. Like, they'll go and be it. So most of the time it works out. Those games, luckily, are pretty few and far between.
Yeah.
Where
they made supports actually fun to play. So it's not... I mean, it does get old. Fuck. Yeah. I do agree. However, playing a support in Overwatch is a whole lot more fun than playing a healer typically is.
And... I'd say most matches, somebody picks a healer, boom, right off the bat.
Yeah, pretty quick.
The ones that kill me are when I log into a match, and then I pick a character, like somebody else picks one, and then it pops up, and it's like, there's no tank, no, whatever. And then somebody else picks another sniper, and it's like, too many snipers. And somebody else picks another healer. I'm like, read the goddamn board, man. Read the board. That's what I type it all the time. I'm like, read the fucking board. It tells you what you have to have.
It can't get any easier than this.
Yeah.
I'm not listening.
They're like, all right, it says there's too many snipers and we have two healers. Well, I'm out of options. I'll be a sniper healer. So some people are retarded.
Today is my day.
Yeah. Show them how to do it. I'm better.
Yeah. Make sure you aim for the head. That's what you should be. Somebody told me that I should be aiming for the head when I was playing Widowmaker one day. It's like, cool, man. Thanks. Sound advice. Dick face.
Did you see the Hitbox video before we hopefully close this out real
no,
quick?
No, I didn't see it.
There's a video that shows the Hitbox for Overwatch.
Yeah.
They need to tighten their shit up. That's pretty ridiculous. Two buddies get together, get into a match, and he stands there with, like, Soldier 76.
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, what's his name? The guy with the bow and arrow?
Hanzo.
Yeah, I was close with yo.
Yeah.
Hanzo, aims, like, a foot to the side of his head. And then lets it go, and it goes, and he kills him headshot and drops. The hitbox for Hanzo is, like, bubblehead size. Like, you're like a bobblehead run around. You
really?
Might as well be. Yeah, it's bad. So that's why when people are freaking out over that, like, how did he even hit me? It's because your hitbox is wider than your body, basically. It's the width of your body,
you realistically. Can, yeah, you can see that shit in the replays, and it's fucking annoying.
Yeah. So these guys, I guess, sat there and aimed and shot until they walked down the hitbox, and they knew exactly where it was. And it's for sure like this. Like, here's the arrow, and the guy's standing there, and it goes, and he goes, ugh, and falls over dead. Like, come on, man. Like, you gotta tighten that shit up.
Wow.
Blizzard.
Yeah, just watching it right now.
You find it.
Fucking...
That's too wide.
They're shooting like inches above their head, and it's hitting his headshots. But I guess somebody on here said that they updated hitboxes on the public test server. So,
all right. So maybe they'll fix these. Come on. We can't praise the game too much,
right?
Like it's got flaws, mm-hmm. And I mean Anna. I'll keep playing with her. I did okay, but I'm not super stoked about it. I think with the right team, Anna's good. But in unranked, fucking forget about it.
Yeah. You just the cool thing about her is that you literally shoot everything. Like there is never an instance where you shoot a target and the outcome is negative. So
nope.
Fucking just do that.
I did find a negative to that. And it's because the hitbox is too big. If I'm trying to shoot through my players to a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like if I've got an enemy on the other team and I've got them in the line, mm-hmm. and I'm there's a gap. I'm not like trying to ghost through somebody. There's a person here, a person. Most of the time, that round will find one of my teammates.
I bet the hitboxes are bigger for healing too. Because like just fucking around on Anna, I've shot at a teammate to try and heal him and been like, whoa. Like, that hit? How did that even... Like, I wasn't even fucking close. Self-admittedly, I missed. I know that I missed, but it still hit him and healed him. So, there might be a little bit more forgiving.
If you're in, like, a hallway, and there's a bunch of your guys there, and there's an opening, you think you can slide through it? You can't. It's going to absorb into one of your teammates beforehand, and that's a problem. All right, man. Is that all you got for the Vidya games this week?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right, guys. Well, that's G2, and as always, head on over to Facebook and holler at us or horribleinfluence.podbean.com.
All right. Later.
Bye.